Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Merrill Hodge will join us coming up in about 20 minutes.
If you recall, he came on this show and went hard on Caleb Williams and Drake May.
Yeah.
Went viral, then he went on other shows.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He said they both suck.
Drake May was going to get somebody fired.
Right.
And he said Caleb Williams was not special.
Mm. Well, we'll talk to him about that and more coming up at 9:20. But right now it's time for the entertainment page, which, of course, is sponsored.
That's right. Brought to you by, driven to you by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. I absolutely love it. My buddy just got the i7. For a limited time only, find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They got electric vehicles. They got military discounts. They got pre-owned. They got everything. Just get over there, mention me. You'll love it. All right, I guess we missed the MTV. I can remember we used to, like, the VMAs were kind of like a big deal for us, right? When we were maybe in our 30s or whatever, or 40s.
I saw it on my menu on TV last night. I went, meh,
right?
Meh.
Yeah.
I remember you making a big deal when Eminem came out of the rafters and you thought that it wasn't a bit.
No, it was Jim Rich.
I'm botching it?
Yeah, Jim Carrey, and it was sitting there.
It was, Eminem was sitting in the audience, and it was the guy who plays Borat.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
He came down, and he basically
put his butt in his face.
He put his butt and his twig and berries in his face, and Eminem was
got pissed, didn't he?
Eminem was not happy.
Did he push him out of the way?
He just kind of recoiled.
Did we ever? They ever found out that it definitely was a pre-planned?
I don't know. I mean, it might have been.
I think it was. I think JP was right. Yeah. I think it was.
Although I thought at first the Will Smith slap was a bit. It clearly wasn't.
So did I.
Definitely not a bit.
Right, can't believe that happened.
That was even a bigger stage. But I guess Taylor Swift took care of business. Shocker. She won a bunch of awards. I think she might be now the all-time. Can you imagine all the awards Taylor Swift has? I think she has something like, damn it, I just saw it. Now I can't find it. Does she have something like 20 VMAs or something?
You wouldn't have to show her your ring to get motivated, would you?
You would not.
I don't think you need
to
motivate her.
Definitely would not do that.
Yeah, sweet. She entered the VMAs with 23 wins. Beyonce has the all-time record of 26.
She also has 14 Grammys.
I guess she passed Beyonce. She was nominated for 12. She won a bunch more. That's just crazy. I know, but we repainted our basement. We did some stuff, and I just took some old framed articles that we had.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of them that we've been written about. But can you imagine if you had like 20 Grammys and 20 VMAs and 20.
You need a whole wing of your house to display it all.
Well, you'd have a bigger house to put it in.
That's for sure.
That's very true.
That's for sure.
You wouldn't struggle as
you wouldn't struggle to put it in your little man cave.
Yeah.
Hey, trophy rooms are silly.
Are they?
I don't know.
I would guess they are.
I wish I had one.
Yeah.
She beats our Prince George's Journal article.
I told my wife I had that one framed. They're like, we don't have to put that one up. That's kind of embarrassing.
Of course not.
It's a good one.
It's got to be at least Washington Post or, you know.
How many AMAs do you believe Taylor Swift has?
I'm going to say 25.
40.
I mean,
40 American Music Awards, and she's 32.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, like some of those you just disrespect. Like you just throw them away.
The next highest is Michael Jackson with 26.
I mean, that would be like us having an article published in whatever the Only Gazette or whatever that comes in my mailbox every week that I just look at and throw it right into the recycling.
But you had a silly one in the Towson, I don't know what it was, the Towson newspaper?
The Tower
Maybe
Light?
Maybe it was a magazine?
I think it's the Tower Light, the campus magazine. I think that's right.
All right, so Jon Bon Jovi was in the news yesterday. I'm sure you guys saw. It went viral. He was filming a video on a bridge, Jason, in Nashville. Mm-hmm. When he noticed a woman contemplating suicide.
I think Drab calls him John Bon Jovi, or he just does a weird Bon Jovi name bit.
I think I called him Bon John Jovi.
Bon John
Jovi. It was early this morning.
Okay.
I did like it.
He was able to convince her not to jump, and he helped pull her off the ledge. Can you imagine?
I'm just more stunned by the fact that guys are still shooting music videos in the year 2024.
I mean, is a music video basically just used for like the background on like a Spotify playlist?
I
mean, what are they
using
for? I guess
they go on YouTube.
You guys ever heard of YouTube?
I have heard of YouTube,
yes. Do people really watch music videos on YouTube?
I know they get
millions of hits, but
billions of views.
I just don't do that. Do you do that? I watch YouTube. Believe me, I watch more YouTube than regular TV these days. Mostly golf tips. But who's just sitting there watching music videos?
I don't know. But apparently it's
If I watch videos. I like to watch people's reactions to songs and videos.
Well, Drab told me earlier today that he didn't think he could even name three John Von Bon Jovi songs. And I laughed and I mocked him.
No, I said I topped out at three.
You topped out at three?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if you're John Bon Jovi, let's just say you're John Bon T-shirt, and you're walking over to him.
Yeah.
To this woman. She's like, I think she was in her late 50s, maybe.
Okay.
She's like, it looks like she's wearing a dress or something. She's clinging to she's on the other side of the railing.
Right.
About to jump. Mm. If you say the wrong thing, she's just going to go.
Yeah, I mean, he's
not. You got to know what you're doing.
He's not like a police negotiator. Like, he doesn't have any training in that.
Yeah, but it's like if you just say, hey, you know what? Hang in there. You got a lot to live for. She goes, sure, I do. I mean, you never know what'll set her off.
Well, what about the fact that it was Von Bovi?
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
If it was Eric Bickle, she's gone.
Honestly,
but
probably,
it's Bon Jovi. Maybe she didn't know who he was, but maybe she did.
He looks so different now because he's old. He's like 62, I think. He doesn't look like he did in the 80s and the early 90s. Like, she might not have even known who he was.
I'm not, but maybe she did.
Possibly she did.
And if she's gone, wait a minute.
Well, I can tell you this. If I was about to jump off a bridge and John Von Bon T-shirt / Jovi came over and told me not to jump, I'm not jumping.
Where was
this? He would convince Nashville.
Was it after the Hokies loss?
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
I don't know. Yeah, the tall guy looking.
Can I ask you a question? I don't ever understand. Why is he getting so much glee in the Hokies?
I don't know. Maryland just lost to a bad football team at home.
I mean, where's the glee stemming from? Just the cheap zing, and now you're just keeping it going.
Yeah. Do you know how many Grammys Von Bon has?
Let me see. I mean, they cranked out a lot of hits in their career. I'm going to say
17.
I'll go 15.
One? Wow. That gives you perspective on what Taylor Swift does.
Hard to win a Grammy,
you know what?
Man.
Those.
Well, also,
stuffy
you know what?
Suits.
Music sucks now.
They sleep
compared
on
to back when
Slippery
they were...
When Wet and New Jersey and It's My Life and all those sillies.
Now they've won two AMAs, so 38
AMAs,
more to go.
They don't hold any sway.
What I didn't like about that video is you have Bon Jovi and his production assistant on the bridge together. The production assistant like walks around Bon Jovi to like run over to the woman.
Okay.
And I'm like, no. Let the celebrity talk her out of it. Right. You're a nobody.
You're ruining the moment.
Stay like if I was me and Dan Quinn were, you know, saw a jumper, I wouldn't cut off Dan Quinn and be like, hey, let me save this person's life.
Right. Dan Quinn's gonna walk over and say, hey,
let the motivator, the silly.
We're rocking today. Yeah, don't I'm jump off the bridge.
I'm not sure I would approach someone about to jump off the bridge. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think I would be scared to say the wrong thing.
We don't have the hero gene, unless it comes to Rom. We're Rom's heroes, but we're not heroes to anybody else on the planet.
I mean, I would not want the person to jump, but I would be afraid I might say something. I mean, I honestly don't know what you're saying.
Maybe if our friend Chef was about to jump, then we could talk him off the ledge.
Watch you
like
pick him.
A P1. Peter from the Burke. If he was on the ledge, I think we could convince him to not jump.
Yeah.
Chef was proudly wearing his Tampa Bay uniform.
Probably a Derek Brooks jersey from way back in the day.
Right.
He's a Tampa Bay OG.
But don't you say you wouldn't help someone out of like a burning car? You say you don't have the hero gene.
Yeah, but that's different.
Oh, I definitely don't have the hero gene.
A burning car, like,
could blow
up. I'm going to get this temple burned to a crisp to pull somebody out of the car. A bridge is different. This person's on the other side of the bridge.
You are with us.
You just need to convince them to come back. It's less dangerous.
When the car hit the building at Fairfax, you weren't with us at that time.
Almost took out noodles.
I wasn't working
on
the show.
The only person that went to check on the driver was JP. I was like, no way, dude. That guy's probably got a bomb.
I was trying to get
Cakes looked, left, got his phone to take a picture.
I mean, I had to document. I'm a journalist. I had to document what was happening, Drab.
Yeah.
EB thought it was a terrorist.
What else would it be?
Honestly, I thought an airplane.
Guy falling asleep at the wheel.
It was so loud, I thought a small airplane had hit the building.
That, you were out that day? Is that what it was, Valdez?
No. I actually, it saved
Brett
my life.
Brett was out that day.
It saved my life that Brett was out that day.
It did.
It was on vacation.
He was in the studio.
Because I was in the studio where the board was, and typically I sit in that corner next to the wall.
You would have been dead.
I would have been dead.
You would have been
I would have been dead if Brett wasn't on vacation.
You would have been run over.
Because Noodle sat in the other one.
There yes, he sat. Yes.
But he wasn't actually sitting there.
He sat to the left.
Bob, the building owner, distraught. Yes. Oh, my God. Look what's happened. Yeah. Look what's happened in the building.
Adam sat next to the hallway.
He's good at it.
But when Brett was there, I would sit in that right seat and work.
Correct.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So...
do you have the Joe Buck story?
I don't know that I do have it.
This
right
is
here.
A wacky.
All right.
So Joe Buck is married to another NFL analyst. I think her name is Bielsner, Michelle Beisner.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. She's done NFL. So
you'd recognize her.
He broke her ankle with an errant tee shot.
Yeah, he shanked one.
You can.
They were in Mexico.
You could tutor
I think
Joe
I
Buck.
Did. I think I did read this that he was embarrassed that he
she apparently
his
was doing a handstand. I don't even fully understand the bit.
What's going my on god! That golf round.
And she had to have surgery to repair nerve damage in her ankle.
Was he trying to hit it like over her legs or something, or between her legs?
The quote is: "It occurred during a freak accident when her husband Joe accidentally drove a golf ball into the
you
ankle."
Know what? That sounds so contrived and weird. I have doubts that
it's even
is
real.
What happened. Could have been like something much weirder.
Hold on. She was doing a handstand?
Yeah, like,
on a golf tee?
There's too many weird details in the story.
I mean, this is the sentence. Buck said the incident happened in July while vacationing in Mexico.
I'm chalking up wacky sex incident.
And that Beisner Buck
with a golf story.
Was doing a handstand when Buck accidentally drove a tee shot directly into her ankle.
Why would she be doing a handstand on the tee?
He just shanked it. He shanked it. Probably hit a dead left.
I'm calling shenanigans on this whole story.
Or was she in front of him and they were doing... There's no way Joe Buck's doing a bit like that. Like
there's
a
no
viral
way she would
bit.
Do that. I can hit it through her legs.
There's a guy. He's from around here. He's from like Manassas, I think. Or, you know, and he's a great player. And he has a bit where he goes out and his friend spreads his legs and he stands about 8 feet in front of him and he rips one between his legs. I mean, he rips it. Craziest thing I've ever seen. No, it's not as crazy as I Show Speed or whatever that guy is.
God's
well, what about
cars.
When, who was it who had the tea in his mouth and let John Daly hit it out of his mouth?
Who was that? Can't remember, but I know
what
you're talking about.
It's the guy we had in studio. I'm blanking on him. His name.
Steve-O?
No, the Golf Channel guy. Now he's not on Golf Channel anymore. It was NBC.
Faraday. Oh, Faraday did that?
Yeah, David Faraday went.
Did he have 100 drinks before?
Probably.
And Daly hit it off the tee, out of his mouth.
I'm not doing any of that. Nope. I'm out on all that.
I don't need my chiclets getting smashed
by the way, TaylorMade driver. Joe Buck's wife, Michelle Beisner.
Yeah.
She was a Broncos cheerleader.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
Nah, I mean, she's hot.
Didn't he donk off? Did he have a wife before and donk her off, and now he's with this one? Yeah.
Don't know.
I think so. All right, last but not least, shocker, Justin Timberlake has reached a plea deal case in his DWI case from 3 months ago. I guess he's agreed to plead guilty to a less serious offense after initially being charged with driving while intoxicated. He was driving what? 2025 BMW. Big surprise. Big surprise.
Tell Mike Walker you want the Boozmobile.
Rockstar driving a BMW. What are you going to tell you?
Good pump.
Yeah, that's great endorsement.
All right. Hey, added value.
They got extra cup holders.
That just makes me laugh. When we come back, Merrill Hodge will join us. We'll talk NFL and Commanders with him next.